An organization that includes many of Michigan's top corporate leaders is making new recommendations on the way ahead for the state. Business Leaders for Michigan is a nonprofit whose 90 or so members are among the top executives of the state's most established businesses, including General Motors, Domino's Pizza, and Meijer. The group also includes top academic leaders like university presidents Luanna Simon and Mary Sue Coleman. Business Leaders for Michigan's 2009 turnaround plan, which called for tax and budget reforms to generate job growth and competitiveness, has been largely implemented by the GOP-led legislature and the Snyder administration. Before he asked CEO Doug Rothwell about the updated plan, current state's Mark Bayshore asked how he thinks Michigan's circumstances have changed.
Well, if you go back to 2009, when we first came out with the plan, Mark, Michigan was at the bottom of the pack virtually in every metric that you could look at, whether it was income growth, job growth, population. We were the only state in the country for that decade that actually that lost population. And since then, what we've seen is that our taxes have been made fair. We have balanced our budget. We have gotten our finances in order by paying down a lot of debt that we had incurred during that decade. And as a result, job growth is up, income growth is up, we're regaining population. So, you know, we're still a long way from being a top 10 state, which is our goal, but we certainly have begun to turn around the economy.
And talk to us about how your updated turnaround plan then differs, given these improvements. How does this second turnaround plan differ from the first?
Well, we tried to recognize the progress that we've made and the work that still is left to be done. The most progress was on improving the business climate, the things that I talked about just a minute ago. But we still have more work to do to really invest in some of the infrastructure that we need and the education that we need for our kids to be able to get the jobs of the future. And we need to also do more work to try to grow an economy that's based on innovating, out-innovating our competitors in a variety of different ways.
So these recommendations can play out in a lot of different ways legislatively. How do we become, for example, more innovative?
Well, we say is that we need to do a better job at leveraging the assets that we already have that make Michigan special. We have terrific natural resources. We have a geographic location that positions us right in the middle of the NAFTA corridor between Canada and Mexico. We have a tremendous opportunity to build on the automotive industry that is changing rapidly to be more invested in high technology. If we do more by focusing our economic development efforts on those kinds of assets that we already have, we think we're going to accelerate job growth. An example would be, Mark, is that just in the last year, in the six assets that we've identified that we think really make Michigan special, we are actually growing jobs at two times the rate of the rest of the jobs across the state just in those six areas. And those jobs pay nearly two times more than the state average as well. So that's an example of trying to focus our efforts on things that matter most.
Speaking of pay, a Democratic candidate for Governor Mark Schauer is leading a charge to raise Michigan's minimum wage to $9.25 an hour. Right now it stands at $7.40. How do your members tend to feel about that?
Well, in general, we feel the market will determine what wages will be. I mean, back in the 1990s, when Michigan faced its last worker shortage, jobs were just basically minimum wage jobs were paying, you know, two, three times the federal minimum wage. If you were going to McDonald's, you'd have to pay $10, $12 an hour get people to work there. We think that's a better solution. But if you're going to change the minimum wage, I think if anything, we'd say do it at the federal level, because if one state does it over another, you start to put your own state at a relative disadvantage or advantage. And so in order to have a level playing field, probably federal action would be more appropriate.
Do you support the governor's proposal for more skilled immigrants for the city of Detroit?
We do, and we think actually more skilled immigrants for all of Michigan. We think as a state we need to grow population, and so we ought to be doing everything we can to try to attract more people to come here.
Yeah, the mantra of your updated turnaround plan is compete, invest, grow. Tell us more about some of the areas we haven't touched on yet.
Well, competitiveness is, well, again, we've probably made the most progress in, but you're never done trying to compete and improve that because your competitors are constantly changing. So If it's something like, for example, getting rid of the personal property tax, a tax we still collect in Michigan, that would be an action that would make us more competitive. Investments are also important, and we think the most important would be in infrastructure and in talent. Those are the things that we think will most accelerate the economy in the future. And then growing is really about growing innovation. And that's about not just leveraging assets, as we just mentioned a minute ago, but also being welcoming to people, getting more people exposed and coming to the state to ensure that they have a perception of Michigan that is real, which is a very vibrant place to be.
Well, I mean, how do we become more hospitable? Do we, for example, expand the Elliot Larson civil rights measure to include sexual orientation? How far into tactics does your report go?
Well, we think that, you know, we just need to be attracting more people. That's kind of the mindset that we have. And so that involves things like trying to attract immigrants. We think out-of-state students, that's another opportunity for Michigan. Certainly, from a discrimination standpoint, we don't think we ought to be discriminating against anybody. But really, it's all about trying to ensure that people perceive Michigan as a place that they want to be. One of the things we learned, Mark, is that when people actually come to Michigan, they have a more favorable impression than if they don't. And so one of the very specific recommendations we have is let's become a more of a convening center. Let's get more conferences and meetings coming to Michigan so that we give people a first impression of what this place is like that they may not think of.
Business Leaders for Michigan has been pretty vocal in recent years on strengthening education and investment in education. Do you take positions on issues like the third grade reading bill or the EAA expansion?
You know, we haven't on those two specific issues, but in general, our feeling is that we ought to be expanding pre-K education, which the governor and legislature are doing. We ought to be doing everything we can to support K-12 education, and we've been very actively involved in supporting the adoption of the Common Core State Standards and tying student assessments to those so that we can see how our kids measure up to their peers across the country, and also very involved in trying to make college more affordable because we know that more and more jobs are going to require an education beyond high school, and we need to make that education accessible to more people.
We're talking with Doug Rothwell, CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, about his organization's updated Michigan turnaround plan. Doug, in general, are the measures occupying the legislature, occupying the Snyder administration recently, are these priorities encouraging to your members or more discouraging to your members?
Oh, encouraging. I think that what we see is that in the last 3 or 4 years that the governor and legislature have been in place, much of the action they have taken aligns very well with the recommendations that we've made in the Michigan Turnaround Plan. And I think that if you look at the output metrics, jobs, incomes, economic growth, the results speak for themselves. I think directionally we feel that we are moving in the direction that we should be. The only thing that we would say, and the reason why we're going out and having conversations like this right now is that there's still a lot of work to be done. We were a state that, you know, got ourselves into 50th out of 50 on most measures just a few years back. And we're now, you know, back on our feet again. We're, you know, back in the game, but we certainly can't lose that momentum right now. And I think that it's very easy for states, communities to feel good about what we've accomplished, but not to let that get in the way of being complacent. That's really our enemy right now, and we've got to keep our energy level up to really keep moving forward.
A minute ago, you said that Michigan shouldn't be discriminating against anybody. Do you hope that efforts by the Attorney General to reinstate a ban on gay marriage fail?
We don't have any position on that. We don't really think that that's our place, Mark, to, you know, opine about, you know, the social contract, essentially. Our feeling simply is that as employers, we want to make sure that Michigan is, you know, seen as a great place to work.
But it can be argued that a gay marriage ban discriminates. Certainly, many people feel that.
Yeah, and again, we just have not, taken a position on that because we just don't feel it, our organization it's the right. We're in a position to be able to really have an opinion on that.
What's it like promoting a plan like this in an election year? I mean, is it easier generating attention and support, or is it harder?
I think it's really neither. I think it's more really just trying to maintain the interest level that we have seen in Michigan in the last 4 or 5 years towards taking a new path forward. You know, I think we let a lot of divisions get in the way of progress when we went through the economic collapse that we did. Regional divisions, racial divisions, social divisions. I think what we see coming out of that is more collaboration and cohesiveness than we did in the past. And that's good, because that is sending the message to the rest of the world that Michigan's the kind of place that has its act together.
Did your first turnaround plan have the impact that you hoped it would?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing that we feel that distinguishes our organization is we don't just put out plans, we track their results. And if you look at the results that have happened against the original recommendations that we put out, again, no big credit to us. We can't pass laws or, you know, implement much of anything other than just encourage people to do these things. We feel very good that a lot has been accomplished. Our challenge now is keep the momentum going.
And for our listeners who want to learn more about the Michigan Turnaround Plan or maybe get involved more, what do they do?
Well, the easiest thing is to go to MichiganTurnaroundPlan.com. And specifically, what we'd encourage people to do is get involved in their regions, get involved in their local chambers, their local economic development organizations, and find out how they can have their own region work more effectively together and adopt many of the recommendations that we have in the Turnaround Plan for their own communities.
Doug Rothwell is the Chief Executive Officer of Business Leaders for Michigan. The organization's updated Michigan Turnaround Plan was just announced in Detroit. Doug, thanks for joining us. Good
luck. Thank you, Mark. You bet.